Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hey, Campo, how come you're coming uptown with me and not Knuckles?
He's afraid he might be recognised. He doesn't trust me. Mossy, I don't want to get to know you. The quicker you get the money, the quicker we get back.
You know, I could walk away from you now, and there's nothing you could do to stop me.
I would hate to be your mother if you come back empty-handed.
I'd be more afraid for Knuckles.
What are you doing?
Sure, I'm sitting down to think how and where I'm going to get that kind of money.
You told Knuckles you were going to get it. It was only a matter of collecting it.
Sure, I lied.
You mean, you don't know where you're going to get it?
Not a clue in the world, boy.
I knew I shouldn't have come. This isn't happening. Me head's gone. You said the first thing we were going to do was go to the nearest cafe and get a full Irish. I'm famished, and Jesus, I think I've lost weight.
I've no sympathy for you. I sure we'll get a couple of full Irish after.
I don't know what you're up to. I'm not going back empty-handed.
Oh, you're afraid of him.
I'm not. I just don't want to get on the wrong side of him. I've seen what he can do. I've had a bad feeling about this from the start.
Oh, just sit down there and enjoy the view.
Enjoy the view? You get up and get that money somewhere.
Don't threaten me now unless you can follow it through. Campo, you have a choice. If you put your hand on me, boy, you'll be in the flat of your back before you have time to say, Knuckles. Then I'll throw you into the tide to help you come around. You saw what I did to your boss. Or you can sit down there now alongside me and enjoy the view. I'm glad you made the right choice. Sit back there now, boy, and enjoy the sun on your face.
If I want a tan, I can go to Santa Ponza. What are you going to do? Sit here all day?
Sure, we have plenty of time. Could I ask you something?
You could. That doesn't say I'm going to answer you.
How come now you hang around with Knuckles?
I'm not with Knuckles. Sometimes he calls me to watch his back. I don't refuse. The money's good. Anyway, I don't know anything else.
Oh, you never had a job then?
Apart from a few insurance scams. I've been on the dole all my life.
That's not much of a life.
It's the only one I know.
Are you married?
No. Is this an interrogation?
Look, son.
I'm not your son.
If we don't talk, it's going to be a long day. Why don't you walk away from Knuckles?
I can't. It's easier to work with him than against him. I don't argue with him.
Campo, you're nothing like him. Holding an old woman hostage. Only a coward would do that. You can't go on any longer.
I was told we were going to Yall to pick up a debt that was owed. Nothing else. I didn't think it was going to turn out like this.
Have you ever been in jail?
I was never caught.
You're going to go down this time.
If we're caught.
You will. We can identify you, they say. Knuckles knows this, and he will probably end up doing something stupid. Someone's going to get hurt if it goes on. Is that what you want? Enjoy the sun now and the view while you can.
You probably don't know that your mother has a stash of cash under the mattress.
I didn't know that. But I'm not surprised. It's probably her nest egg. She doesn't trust the banks, you know. She's a shrewd woman.
It's the first place anyone would look. I didn't touch it. It's probably still there if Knuckles hasn't found it. There was a window open. You could have got down the drainpipe and got help.
A younger man might have, but I couldn't leave my mother on her own.
Yeah?
What's going on?
We're outside the credit union.
Right, put him on.
Knuckles wants to talk to you.
Yeah?
What about my money?
Well, should the bank isn't open yet.
You better not be messing me about.
You'll get your money all right. Don't hurt my mother now.
Yeah, well, that depends on you.
Put me mother on there.
Don't take all day.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, boy. Don't worry about me at all.
I'm sorry about this.
Massey, you've nothing at all to be sorry for. Now just take care of yourself, son.
Give me that phone. Jesus, you're breaking me heart.
You'd have to have a heart first before it would break.
Give the phone back to Compo.
Don't hurt my mother, no, boy.
As long as you get the money, no harm will come to her.
Give me your word on that.
Give that phone back to Compo.
Yeah?
I'm getting nervous here. Bring back a takeaway before I fall down. My hands are shaking so much from all the coffee I drank. I can't let her open the window in case I fly out of it.
What do you want in the takeaway?
Anything. Anything at all. I don't care as long as it's food. Jesus, things are so bad here. When we leave, I'm thinking of asking the St. Vincent de Paul to give him a call. But watch him. And don't take all day.
We'll be on the M9 by 12.
You're learning. Don't let me down.
You still don't trust me.
I trust no one.
He just hung up.
Will my mother be all right with him?
I don't know. Even if he gets the money, I've never known him to keep his word. He's dangerous.
You're a very young man now.
I'm not that young.
Ah, you're younger than me. You have a whole life ahead of you.
What are you getting at?
Knuckles is dragging you down into the gutter with him.
I don't need anybody to drag me down.
Eventually, boy, he'll hang you out to dry.
No, he won't.
You can't be sure of that.
You can't be sure he will.
I'm sure you'll be doing time for breaking and entering, though.
She let us in.
You forced your way in.
Knuckles pushed his way in and I just followed him.
You can walk away from this before it's too late.
I'm not a rat.
The likes of Knuckles would double-cross his own mother.
Stop screwing with me, head! You think you're smart.
Compo, you're not a bad person. You proved it by leaving my mother's nest egg alone. You've had a chance here now to do the right thing. If you don't understand what I'm saying to you, I'm wasting my time. I was wrong about you.
It's too late.
It's never too late. You can stay here now and make the right decision or not. It's up to you. I'm going for a full Irish anyway. Are you coming?
Jesus, I thought you'd never ask.
Sheila, please sit down. The reason I invited you here is, well, I'll get straight to the point. How have things been here in the bar since Mr. Hennessy came here as manager?
To be honest, I don't think I'm the right person you should be asking.
Why not?
I believe what happens in the bar and restaurant should stay there.
I see.
We try to sort out our own problems without bothering you.
And if you can't?
Usually we can.
And if you can't?
I would come to you, but you would be my last option.
Sheila, how long have you been employed here?
About 15 years.
You are one of the longest working here.
Yeah, I would say I am.
You know the run of this business better than anyone. Even better than me.
I wouldn't go as far as that.
How far would you go?
I do know the business. I like meeting people.
And you're well liked?
I would like to think I am.
I would like your opinion, and I would like a straight answer.
If I can. Don't expect me to tell tales.
No, I wouldn't expect you to. What is your opinion of Mr. Hennessy?
I have no opinion.
Come on, tell me. What do you think of Mr. Hennessy?
I prefer if I didn't have to answer that.
There's no love lost between the two of you, is there? You don't have to answer that. When Mr. Hennessy came here, in the first month or two, my profit margins increased exponentially. Now they have slowed down, and at this rate, I'll soon be losing money. How would you explain what's happened?
I can't. Oh, I don't know. Maybe the novelty of the new menu has worn off. I never thought it would work in the first place. I told Mr. Hennessy. I told him this when he came here, but he never listened to me. And now in the last few weeks, the amount of regular customers coming in has slackened off. I know the people coming here, Mrs. Brown. They like the plain, wholesome food, no garnishes. I'm sure if you returned to the old menu, business will pick up.
You have a point. I've discussed this with Mr. Hennessy, but he believes that since business improved, it's a lot busier, which means it's a lot easier to pilfer from the till.
No, I don't believe that.
The pilfering has increased in the last few weeks. Mr. Hennessy believes the staff are robbing me left, right and centre, especially Jenny. And Sheila, your name came up too.
That's not true. As long as I've been working here, I've never taken anything, or neither has Jenny. And I can vouch for her. Oh, look, we have a coffee and the occasional sandwich during our breaks, but that's all.
I approve of that. I'm not accusing any of the staff. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
You've got good, honest, hard-working staff.
I know. I assume everyone's trustworthy until they break my trust. When I took this business over from my father, he called me aside one day. He said, give me one of the Lord's disciples as a barman and he'd be fiddling you in 3 days. I've always tried to prove him wrong. But I'm thinking, maybe he was right all along.
Do you need me for anything else?
No, not really.
I'll go then.
Sheila, your work here is exemplary. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
But I'd prefer it if you didn't mention our conversation to anyone.
There was no need to ask.
Thank you.
Nora! It's me! Nora!
I'm coming. Every time I put that kettle down, somebody comes in.
I'm not somebody.
What can I get you?
Well, I need a bit of dog food anyway, and cat food. And is the bread fresh?
Straight out of the oven.
I'm squeezing it here now. Nora, and the oven. I must be in Belfast.
Stop squeezing that now, if you're not going to buy it.
I'm buying it. Give me some beans as well, and a packet of real tea.
Is that it? And the paper?
No paper. I'm just checking the obituaries here to see who's dead. I'm making sure now that we're not in it.
Oh, it won't be long now until we're in there. I wouldn't like to be cremated, Chrissy, would you?
What made you say that, Nora?
Well, I've been thinking about it lately.
Sure, it won't make any difference to you. You'll be dead.
Chrissy, all that fire roasting away, it would be like being shoved straight into hell. Oh, God, the thought of it is enough to... Oh, God, Chrissy, I don't know. I suppose you'll get used to it.
Get used to what?
Chrissy, the fire, the heat.
Will you stop it now, or I'll be running home to grab me these rosary beads?
Come here. I hope you go before me.
Why?
So I can see what it's like.
So you can see what it's like. So you might be gone before me.
Oh, perish the thought. I think I'd like my ashes to be scattered at sea.
Eh, come on now, Nora, at sea. I thought you didn't want to be cremated.
Well, just in case, like, I change my mind at the last minute. You know what my last wish is.
And only sailors are buried at sea.
Do you know, Chrissy, my uncle was a sailor. That you come for something. If you get cremated, where would you like your ashes scattered?
Yeah, there, sure, that's easy now, girl. You can scatter them on top of everyone that I don't like.
I'm told it's cheaper to be buried anyway.
Nora, we'll just have to keep on living, girl. We can't afford to die.
I suppose you'd be going down on top of himself.
Yeah, I won't be looking forward to it either. It'll be the first time I've ever been on top of him.
Chrissy, you're wicked, I swear. You'll be going straight to hell.
And so that won't bother me either. All my friends will be there. Change the subject now, come on. I hope to be around a little while longer. Now, the kettle must be boiled, is it, Nora?
Come here, Chrissy. Have you any news?
Not a bit.
I love the scare. Any news from the McCartys that's next door to you?
No, no news. But sure, no news is good news. Mrs. McCarty hasn't come back yet, I know that. I know she sees the children during the week. And poor Mac picks up a few days fishing. When he does it, I looks in on him then.
Ash, you're very good.
So they're good neighbours. I'm blessed to have been living alongside them now for so long. They were very good to me when himself died.
Well, there's nothing like a good neighbour. Will they get back together, do you think?
I hope they do. So they're a lovely family. Listen! They're close.
They're getting closer, Chrissy.
Come on, we see what's happening. Get out of me way, I can't see with you.
They've just gone down the side street.
They stopped.
Where are you going?
I'm off to see what's going on.
I thought you were in a hurry.
I am. I'm in a hurry to get the latest scare.
Harbour View was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Y'all production.